This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired. CBS News, Dickinson College, Diamond Six, Leadership and Strategy CEO. The news is various about Sweden and Finland. They have, together, collectively, applied to join NATO after many decades of remaining either neutral or back from the fray in the first Cold War. That in itself is significant. However, the NATO protocols insist on unanimity of decisions such as new applicants. The last applicant was, I believe, Macedonia, Northern Macedonia in 2020. However, Turkey has now entered the conversation, and within these hours, Turkey has been adamant that it says no. I read the Reuters report. Turkey has told allies that it will reject Sweden and Finland's membership to NATO. This, according to Turkish President Erdogan, in a video posted on his Twitter account. We will continue our policy in a determined way, said the president. We have told allies that we will say no to Finland and Sweden's NATO membership. Jeff, you are a veteran of NATO. The unanimity has worked for, well, since 1948-49, when this was put together. Is this a blow or is there a workaround to this, to your opinion?
In my opinion, John, there will be a workaround. What the Turks are doing, I believe, is sort of hostage taking. They are taking the Swedes and Finns and their entry into NATO as a hostage to provide them a negotiation point for things that they really want. They want the alliance to recognize what they believe are their security concerns versus the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK, and a number of Kurds who they argue are members of that group who now live in Sweden. I think it's about 30 or so. Secondarily, don't forget, back in the day, the United States was scheduled to sell the Turks the new F-35 aircraft, but the Turks wanted access to a lot of the advanced avionics. They also wanted to, at the same time, continue to purchase the S-400 air defense system from the Russian Federation. And in the ensuing controversy, the United States canceled that F-35 sale, and we actually imposed some sanctions on the Turks to try to discourage them from pursuing the purchase of Russian armament. So the Turks want those removed. They now want access to American F-16s as a counterpoint. So as a consequence, I think this is just the Turks putting down a marker for negotiations in future. But we need to understand, John, even under the best of circumstances, Macedonia being an example, the last to be admitted, every country in their own way has to vote on the admission of a new member. And therefore, it would probably take a year from their application, they being Sweden and Finland's application, which they now have made, to actual accession. So the other thing that's going to have to happen, and the UK has done it, the United States will likely do it as well, is provide some kind of bilateral security assurances to Finland and Sweden in that interim, until these negotiations can be worked through. And I think eventually that unanimity occurs that allows Sweden and Finland to formally enter NATO.
Finland, there's the story, Jeff. 1948, they had a treaty with the Soviet Union. They've been neutral all through the worst of the Cold War. Nuclear exchange was imminent. We know this. There were several instances when the world ended. And yet now they change and move into NATO. That Article 5 is determinative. But at the same time, Russia has tools to punish Finland. Not just the energy story. Finland has a great deal of energy from alternate sources. But Finland uses Petersburg as a transport port for its trade. And also, there is that vast border. The Russians can reinforce and may reinforce the Northern Fleet in Murmansk. Is Finland at risk? Is Finland making itself at risk, raising the price of joining NATO?
Well, certainly it is, but at the same time, I think they're making the calculation that on balance, Finland is far safer in NATO than outside of NATO. The wake-up call for both Sweden and Finland to me was they believed to some degree during the Cold War that it would be a confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union, and they could live underneath that sort of environment. Now, with the Russians attacking a European state, that being Ukraine, they're saying we cannot forget that's a possibility then for us. And the whole calculation of Russian threat as opposed to Soviet threat is very different. So certainly they are a threatened state because they're a frontline state. They're a state that enjoys a formal border with the Russian Federation and one of some length, 800 miles or more. and in some pretty important places, as you suggest, with St. Petersburg and Murmansk. But I think they've made that calculation that their population of 5 million is far safer inside NATO than it is outside of NATO.
And final 30 seconds, Turkey is a strange actor, Jeff. Do we know what they want? Do they want EU membership? Is he going to bargain that fiercely? Guess. All we can do is guess at this point. We have 30 seconds.
And my guess is that it will all be EU membership. It'll be some kind of a deal surrounding the access to American F-16s, the removal of some sanctions. And there might be other sanctions that are total unrelated to national security affairs. I've seen this, frankly, happen, John, when I was in the White House and actually negotiated with the Turks on military issues. They will use this as a bargaining opportunity, right. And that's what they're doing.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, Dickinson College. He is the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.